I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
Good to be with you, Alan.
This is Black History Month, and a lot of our segments have dealt with statewide issues. Today, I thought it'd be a good idea to turn our attentions to Lexington and life in Lexington.
The Nunn Center has many oral history interviews documenting the African-American experience in Lexington. One of those collections documents the segregated park system here in Lexington, especially Douglas Park, which was dedicated in 1916 as the first all-black park here in Lexington. This interview with James O. Jones was conducted in 1997. Mr. Jones was born in 1913, so he really paints a picture of Douglas Park as a child during this time.
They had a bandstand that wasn't too far from the entrance of the park. And that's the first thing that you would see. You could see the band. It was pretty large because it had to be large enough to handle that band that they had. So that's about the first thing you would see. See, there was no swimming pool then at that time, but back of the bandstand, further down the front part of the park, there was a building down there. And it was an old building then, so no telling how old it was altogether, but it had restrooms in it, and it had one pretty large room in it for indoor activities, and that was the main building.
Mr. Jones is particularly proud of this park because at one point he was the Board of Parks Commissioner for the African-American parks here in Lexington.
And I think what a lot of people don't understand is how big Douglas Park was at one time. It was big enough for golf and tennis courts.
It was 25 acres.
The golf course ran all the way back like it still is now. And see, they didn't have any pool then at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did have a wading pool back of the building there, and it was a pretty good-sized wading pool, and that's where the little kids had their fun, especially in the summertime. It was about 2.5 or 3 feet deep, you know, and it was pretty good size. And then the tennis courts were around there, too. And I think they had about 4 or 6 regular-sized tennis courts. And everybody says they were the best courts in Lexington because they were clay. And a lot of white people used to come out there to play. Then they say they were the best courts in Lexington. They like to come out there and play. And so we had some pretty good black players playing tennis too. But that's the only place that they could play. Mm-hmm. But all of that was Douglas Park. It was run nice and had good order in it, and it was just a really nice park. One of the nicest, I would say, in Lexington at that time.
We just put this collection online at KentuckyOralHistory.org. This particular collection really serves as an important window to Lexington history.
Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.